Mark and Mercedes in the morning only on Mix 94.1.
Has anybody heard of this book? It's apparently become a bestseller, and it's called The Re-Education of the Female. You heard of The Re-Education of the Female? It's by Dante Moore.
No, but I'm open to it. Re-Educating the Female, what's it all about?
It's a self-help guide, and it tells women to stay thin and follow their man's orders if they want to keep him.
Oh, okay.
Also says women should wear sexy clothes while doing the cooking and the cleaning around the house. The Re-Education of the Female.
Hold on. I'm back.
You good now?
Oh my God. Wear sexy clothes while you clean the house? Seriously?
This guy. Now, here's a little background. Well, let's hold on the author, but we're going to give you some background on Dante Moore here in a second. But his one piece of advice reads, men never really ask for anything. They command. And believe me, what you won't do, 10 broads around the corner will. The expert advises women to stay slim to attract men. Quote, when you go to the grocery store to shop, do you pick out the nastiest looking, most rotten, smelliest fruit or meat that you can find? Oh, you don't? Well, why not? It's the same with men when they see baby elephant-sized, out-of-shape women.
Wow.
The author is a man. He's 33 years old. He's a computer engineer. He says that he wants to help women, and he wrote the book to show where they go wrong in relationships. He himself has never married, but has a girlfriend of 2 years. And an 11-year-old son from a previous relationship, and says that he has never found true love.
Well, before I make everyone mad, I will say I kind of agree with him on one aspect.
Hold on 1 second, please.
Not that one.
Oh, okay.
Not the clothes, dress, or, you know, cleaning in sexy clothes. I mean, what's the point? Why would I want to ruin my nice clothes while I'm cleaning? Besides, that's what cleaning ladies are for. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally joking. On the staying slim to attract men, I don't know so much about, you know, staying slim, but I think it's important for you to take care of yourself when, even after you've been married for a while. Now, it doesn't mean, you know, staying a stick or whatever, but I think it's on both ends. I think it's important for guys too, because you do want your partner to stay attracted to you. I think there's more to it than the physicality of it all, and you become more attracted to the conversations that you have and the values that you share, and it's more than just that. But it's always nice to look at someone and still feel that way. Does that make sense, or am I totally off base on that?
No, it makes total sense, and I'm in complete agreement, because I don't think you say, all right, ladies, here's the number. Here's the weight number you have to stay at. You have to stay slim. No, but I think taking care of yourself is, I mean, that's essential. I think, you know, what is the old saying there? You're no good to anyone else if you're not content within your own skin, if you're not taking care of yourself. So sure, and that's, again, not putting a number on things or, you know, tearing apart the weight every single day, but taking care of yourself mentally and physically is just going to enhance your relationship. So I think that's absolutely right on the money. I'm in total agreement there. The staying thin and putting a number on it, and you can't gain. You know, we talked about prenups the other day in the news, and how off the wall prenups are getting now, or not. I guess more unconventional is a better term, but writing things up in advance about weight, maintaining a certain weight, can't gain more than X number of pounds, you will spend X number of hours per week in the gym. You know, things like that are ridiculous, but you know, what's everyone's take on that? The Re-Education of the Female, where the author says women should wear sexy clothes while doing the cooking and the cleaning, and the self-help guide that tells women to stay thin and follow their man's orders, because if you want to keep him, that's what you're going to have to do. The book has become a bestseller. I haven't heard of it, but it's The Re-Education of the Female. Dante Moore is the guy that wrote it.
Now, I wonder if he would feel the same way about guys. You know, you keeping yourself in shape and you know, we don't want any baby elephant-sized, out-of-shape men. Is that what he said?
Yeah, he said, you know, the smelly fruit and meat thing is, oh, you wouldn't pick that out? Why not? It's the same with men when they see baby elephant-sized, out-of-shape women.
With that being said, though, as someone who in the past 6.5 months has gained about 20 pounds, you do have to give your partner a little slack when it comes to getting in shape and things like that. I mean, life does happen, and
you're pregnant. You're allowed.
Well, I know that, but after I have this baby, you know, I'm gonna be carrying extra weight. And
well, 2 months is fine. You have 60 days. You have 60 days to get rid of that baby weight.
On the same note with guys, though, let's say you just go through a stressful time and you eat a lot, and your husband gains a bunch of weight. You got to give him some time to help to let him try and get things back in order. We all fall flat on our face sometimes, and you can't just be like, hey, get a move on. We got to get this taken off.
But what if you're in one of those ruts you're talking about where, for whatever reason, stressful time in your life or whatever's going on, you don't take care of yourself and you let yourself go and you don't pick it back up? It's one of those ruts you're talking about, mm-hmm. and you as the spouse see it in your partner. They probably see it and don't want to do anything about it, or maybe are just in denial, and you want them, you're legitimately concerned for their health. It may not be, you don't look the same, or you're not at the weight you once were. You just want them to take care of themselves and be happy and feel good. How do you jumpstart that from someone who doesn't want to do it? If they're in denial about it, or they don't want to do anything about it, or maybe they don't see it as a problem, but you do, what happens in that situation?
I think you have to focus on the most important thing in that situation, and to me, that's not the physical looks. It is the health. I always look at it like, I want to spend the most time with you that I can, and if this is affecting your health, I don't want to see something bad happen to you. I don't want you to get diseases due to this. I don't want you to die early because of this. I just couldn't bear to live without you. And if it helps you, and I would want someone to say that to me. It's just about the health, I think.
Have you noticed that the guys that write these books,
they're always single?
They're never married.
Yeah, I did notice that, actually.
364-9400. Hey, Debbie.
Hi. I was just listening to the conversation, and I think what a lot of people do is when women gain a few pounds, they automatically think that they're, I think they people put fat with dirty, where I think if you stay well-groomed, I think that's sort of the key, where I know I've gained a few pounds, but I keep myself well-groomed. I'm clean. I keep my hair clean. I usually try to have a little bit of makeup on. And so I think there's a real difference between, because I've seen some really shapely women that were not groomed at all. They were pretty skanky looking. And then I've seen some really heavy women that come across, they're confident, they're well-groomed, and
I think you have a point there, and it is also possible to be healthy and be overweight. There was just a study that came out, I think from the New England Journal of Medicine a couple of weeks ago, that said that as long as you get some sort of exercise, even if you're still overweight, you can still be lead a healthy lifestyle. You know what gets me, though? And I don't know. It really kind of drives me crazy when there is someone who maybe isn't in the best physical shape that they could be, and they ignore themselves, but yet they are quick to point out the flaws in other people. Like a guy who is overweight, and yet he makes fun of women who are overweight. It's like, well, look at you. Or I won't go out with a woman unless she's this big, or I have my standards and she can't be this. Now, I get you're attracted to what you're attracted to, don't get me wrong, but to sit there and pass judgment on someone else when, you know, you could probably stop for a second and look in the mirror and work on yourself before you start telling other people what they need to do. That's rough.
If you're a guy and you tell your guy friends, I don't date fat chicks.
And you're fat.
And you're obese, or you have a very serious weight problem yourself, yet your thing, your standard is, okay, well, if she's overweight, I'm not dating her, when you have a weight issue yourself. What about, if you were to flip that, what about women that seek status, or if they seek financial security? So they're out for a guy that looks don't matter, but they're out for a guy that has a prestigious job or drives a certain kind of car or makes a minimum amount of money. What if those are her standards, but she doesn't meet those herself? Is it the same kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it is.
If she isn't in a comparable position, if she wants status out of a job, but she doesn't have that quote-unquote status herself that she's looking for, or if she's not making the income that she is seeking from a man, same kind of thing going on?
I think it's just a little hypocritical, and not that you can't be attracted to someone like that, but when that is the reason for you being attracted, it's like we were talking the other day about Carrie Underwood and Lindsay Lohan texting Michael Phelps. Oh, you're so cute. Oh, I like you. Wow, let's go out. And if he was just your average Joe walking down the street and she happened to pass by him, would he still be that way? I don't believe that she would be attracted to him. I think it's the status thing. I think it's the all of America was looking at him, and so she was looking at him. And
it's the bling.
Right or
gold,
wrong, I don't
pretty
know.
Pretty impressive stuff going right
it
there.
It is impressive, but
I am really, you know what, ladies, I thought when I first read this and we went on the air with it, I thought, and I'm glad, you're probably just saying this for what it is, I thought this would get all the ladies worked up, this guy that wrote this book. I can't believe he's saying this and everything. So is it just that over the top? We're not getting that kind of response. So is it that over the top? You're like, whatever, Dante Moore. Look, you're not married, you're 33 years old, and you're giving advice? Come on. But it's a bestseller. That was the thing that I thought, well, wow, it's bestseller status, and it's a self-help guy telling women to stay thin and follow their man's orders. Must be doing something right if he's, you know, moving all these copies of this book.
Maybe women just feel like it's not even worth addressing, like that he's just so over the top and doesn't really get it, and who is he to be giving advice on relationships? Or maybe you agree with him. Maybe you think this guy's right on, and so
I think when we got to the part about sexy clothes while doing the cooking and cleaning, everyone was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, right on the money."
Please, I am not going to wear my good.
Why
clothes
not dress it up?
Clean.
So what? I mean, look, if you're going to do the cooking or cleaning anyway, why not look good? Give us a little show. We give you a show all the time. When we're out mowing the yard with our black socks up to our knees.
Yeah, that is hot.
With our Birkenstocks on underneath our black socks to our knees. Come on, we're giving you the show. Reciprocate. Where's the love?
We are. We're wearing our torn up sweatpants, and they're torn so you can see our legs. And they've got holes in the butt so you can see our butt. You're just looking at it the wrong way.
I think sleepwear, by the way, should be nice. I'm not a fan of this because I do the same thing. You throw on an old t-shirt or some old shorts or sweats like you're talking about with holes in them. I'm not saying over the top, like it has to be Victoria's Secret or Frederick's every single night. I'm not saying that, but something nice. We get too comfortable sometimes with the sleepwear.
What
holy
do you want?
Shirts and with guys, you know, you got that yellow stain in where the pit
oh, yeah.
in the armpit and where you've been sweating and the deodorant stains and everything. Yeah, just a little something nice when you go to bed.
Like a negligee or what?
Yeah, that would work, sure.
I'm trying to think.
Just something without holes. Could walk on its own.
What about a blanket sleeper? Those pajamas with the footies in them. what's your take on those?
Footies are, well, you know, it's never a good thing. Okay, Steve, what's up? Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to say that I think there's a lot of jerks out there probably buying this book for their girlfriends or their wives, and that's why it's a bestseller. And I don't want women out there to think that, you know, we're all like that because, you know, that's a pretty shallow perspective.
We know you're not, Steve. We know that there are good guys like you out there. And I think, if anything, we just take this with a grain of salt and just say, well, who is this guy? Whatever.
Would you buy it, Kim? Would you buy this book?
Heck no, I wouldn't buy it. But I think there's some truth to it. Like, just to the point that, like, if you marry a girl or you marry a guy and they're in shape or, you know, they take care of themselves, why should you have to put up with them 10 years from now 100 pounds heavier? I don't think that's fair. I think, you know, my boyfriend and I are both like to stay in shape, and if in 10 years from now he's 300 pounds, I might have a problem with that.
Would you dump him?
I wouldn't dump him. We have two kids together, but I don't know. I just think, like, you have to, I don't know. I don't think that's fair.
I think that's a hard thing, though, and it's, you know, we brought that up earlier. When if you really want them to take some action and they don't, and you're willing to do it with, maybe you do work out on a regular basis, and you're like, hey, come on, let's do it together. Let's make this a together thing. But if somebody doesn't want to do it and maybe is insulted by the fact that you even bring it up, it's a hard position to be in.
Yeah, it's no win because they're going to be completely offended. I'm like, what, you're not attracted to me anymore? What did I do? I'm going through a hard time. But at the same time, there are health issues there, and there are attraction issues. You want to stay attracted to that person.
Hey, Janet, go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to say that I think it's just individual when it comes to the fat thin thing, because all my life I've been thin. I mean, 5'10", 115. Okay, and I used to model in New York, yada yada, all that. I went through menopause, gained 40 pounds, and never have I ever been hit on more in my life.
After menopause?
I don't know if it was just the age thing. With the terms of having to gain weight, you look better when you have a little age in your face. I don't know, but I mean, I was still only about a size 10, but I mean, I wasn't really thin anymore. I was more sort of Jane Russell, if you know what I'm talking about.
Kind of curvy.
I guess. Maybe that's what it is. It's the curves. I mean, that's what Coco Chanel used to say. It's the curves.
Does anybody know that song, The Men All Pause by Climax?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it was menopause when you first heard that song?
I didn't, but when she said that after menopause, I thought of that song. Well, after menopause, the men all pause.
Yeah. I'm trying to find it. If you don't know the song.
It was Climax?
Yeah.
They're the same group that sang, I miss you. I miss you.
I think so.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
There's no Climax in here. Somebody wants to clean for me. Kathleen?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good.
I love that song, The Men All Pause. Hey, I would clean for you in sexy clothes or cook your dinner for you, but the reward for me would have to be you need to do the dishes naked.
Mm. Dishes naked. You would cook naked in exchange for dishes naked?
Absolutely.
That is a deal.
Why would you do that, Kathleen?
Why? Because it would just make the nakedness in bed even better.
Yeah,
we can have dessert later.
Is it for status?
No, it's for fun. The whole status thing, this book. He's going to stay single. If you're self-confident and you love who you are and you love your body and love what you're in, the person, whether they're a few pounds overweight or in shape or whatever, they're going to love you just the same. You can be 50 pounds overweight but love you who you are and love your own body, and the person's going to see that and just love it as well.
Has anyone had a naked cooking mishap in the kitchen? Because that's the thing with naked cooking. You have to be careful. Hot stoves, woks, grease. It's a good thing, but you have to be careful.
I don't cook naked. I tried it.
You've tried it, haven't you?
No. I keep my clothes on. I don't cook naked at all. Do you
Why
cook
not?
Naked?
Oh, sure.
Why? I have a kid running around. I want to cook naked.
Well, I'm not cooking naked in front of my kid. But I mean, you know, if you just get up in the morning and do you ever sleep naked? Are you always sleeping?
No, I have pajamas on.
You never sleep in the nude? Because if you sleep in the nude and then you get up, you know, you do want to do a quick breakfast or whatever and just go down and do it.
No, I don't. But I'm intrigued that you do.
Not often.
Really?
But I have before. But you got to be careful. You're firing up that stove and you've got, you know, you've got the junk right there. If you have any grease, kick back. No bacon and, you know.
No
be careful
stir
with the
fries.
Microwave bacon only if you're going to cook naked. Damn, I'm really trying to find that Climax song. Now it's driving me crazy. I know nobody cares about it, but I'm just trying to find it now.
The weirdest thing just happened to me when we were talking. And do you ever just out of the blue, something that last caller said just triggered my memory of something. And like I got this weird craving of a cherry dipped ice cream cone from Dairy Queen. I'm sorry. I know this is totally off subject.
You are so pregnant.
No. I haven't had any cravings.
Right now.
Well, I am, but I haven't had any cravings or anything weird. But she said something, and then boom, all of a sudden I thought, cherry dipped ice cream cones.
What did she say?
I don't even know what it was. But I, ever since she.
You're losing it.
I am losing it.
What does cherry dipped cones from Dairy Queen have to do with anything?
Aren't those the best? Have you ever had one of those?
They are, but why did that trigger what? I'm worried about you.
I don't know what triggered it.
We're talking about naked cooking and microwave bacon. Where did this come from?
I'm sorry. Like I said, I didn't mean to go off track, but all of a sudden I'm thinking about cherry dipped ice cream cones. I haven't had one in probably 6 or 7 years, and it sounds so good, and I'm salivating. And
we need to just go calm this thing down. We all just need to go take a breather.
What time do they open?
Mark and Mercedes in the morning. Interviews, photos, and videos are all online at Mix 94.1.fm.
With Mix 94.1, today's best music mix.